The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 104, Body Music Special. Music from the Village pumps the Merry Wives of Windsor, Axel the Sot, Iris and Rose, Craig of Farrington, Empty Hats, the Limey Birds, Philip Hold, Epoxy Boggards, Malarkey and Poppycock, Wild Mountain Time, and Cast in Bronze. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com.
Me dad said I was evil when me youth had come to pass. I had the disposition of a shark with painful gas. Me mother told me piracy is what you'll need to pass. So I told me mother thanks and I kicked me father's will.
It's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too. And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
Me mother said, please be sure and eat your peas to avoid the scurvies when you're pirates in the sea. A pirate lives for killing, for blood and guts and gore. Now when the day is over, you still need something more. But women were scarce when you signed to come aboard. So you grab the cabin boy and you treat him like a whale.
It's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too. And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
A cabin boy on his knees, he does what we please, and he loves to appease when he's
pirate in the seas.
It's tough when your captain is damned insane. He once steered our ship into a huge hurricane. He ran up aloft to survey his domain. We felt a warm yellow rain when he drained his mane.
Well, it's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too. And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
The captain said freeze, pulled his pants to his knees, cause he likes to feel the breeze when he's
pirates in the seas.
We ran across a merchant's man and blew their mast apart. They wouldn't give up, our gunner took it to heart. He made a foul breeze, not on the weather chart. They surrendered like France when he cut a smelly whale.
It's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too. And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
We ignored their pleas and stole their currencies, and it stank like cheese when you're
pirates in the seas.
We sailed around Cape Horn where it's windy and cold. To stay warm we gathered into a huddled mold. Someone must have left his pants down in the hold, cause I wasn't asked a question, but I certainly was polled.
Stinky old man.
Well,
it's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too. And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
A cold makes you sneeze, sometimes you just freeze. Frost bites your pee-pees when you're
pirates in the seas.
Well, it's a short, hard life when you do what we do, grabbing silver and gold and a little booty too.
And how do you survive when you sail the ocean blue?
We're the worst enemies, we do what we please, and everybody flees when we're pirates in the seas.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Kristen Roger. And that was The Bilge Pumps with Pirating the Seas from Brigands with Biggins. You can find them at thebilgepumps.com. Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of that particular album title.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Brigands with Biggins. That's just
Yeah, the
funny.
More I think about it, the more entertained I become.
I wonder what the most entertaining CD title for a Renaissance Festival band is. It's a good question.
Oh, there we go. Let's pose that one to the listeners and have them write in some of the interesting titles
yes,
they've come across.
Let us know what your favorite CD title is, because there's a lot of interesting ones. I'm trying to look at the ones we have here. Anchor Management. That's the new CD from the Epoxy Boggards. I like that title. Anchor Management. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we'll get to that later. So you have a good holiday then. Everything good, right?
Yes.
Your holiday, Kristen?
A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yes.
And what'd you do? Did you get lots of presents?
I was in New York visiting family, and not a lot of presents, but some interesting presents, because my family is all nuts.
That just raises some interesting imagery in my mind, which I leave away because this is a Body Music special. So you got, what, some dirty lingerie from your family? That's disgusting.
You're a terrible person, Mark. You really are a terrible person.
Yes, I know.
Man, my poor grandmother.
She gave you the dirty lingerie?
No, but I was just thinking that her sister, my aunt, once gave me underwear for Christmas. Like satin underwear.
Oh my God.
You just made me remember that. I had been trying so hard to highly forget. Amusing. I was like 13 at the time. It was really unfortunate.
See, okay, I was like, I would guess I would have been 17 or 18. I got some red underwear from my stepdad's mom, which was quite disturbing in itself. But apparently they explained it was good luck because it was like red underwear, red bikini underwear. And it was like good luck to wear red underwear on New Year's Eve or day or something like that.
That's very, very odd, Mark.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I know. So now that we've disgusted you, let's give you some more body music so you can make this show really interesting. Next up is the Merry Wives of Windsor with All the Lads in Town from their CD, Here's to the Men. Find them at mwild.net.
Charlotte, born and bred a harlot. At night her thighs were lily white, by morning they were scarlet. Aboard the good ship Venus, he really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. The first mate's name was Morgan, he really was a gorgon. From 8:30 he played till late upon the skipper's organ. Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. Just then the captain's daughter was washed into the water. Her plaintive squeals announced that eels had found her sexual quarter. aboard the good ship Venus. You really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. The cabin boy was chipper, a naughty little nipper. He lined his ass with broken glass and circumcised the skipper. Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. Our mascot's name was Rover, we rolled that poor dog over, we ground and ground that faithful hound from Tenement to Dover. Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. Before we reached our station, at the height of jubilation, our ship was sunk from too much spunk, from too much fornication. Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis. Aboard the good ship Venus, you really should have seen us, with a figurehead of a whore in bed and the mast of a phallic penis.
It was Friday morn when I checked the mail, and I knew there were bills to be paid. They're turning off our gas and cutting off our lights, so it's down to the docks to get laid. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Well, up stepped a first mate, he grabbed me by my waist, and I knew that this would be fast. 'Cause I found a bragging Joe has only his ego, so I spoil while I blew down his mast. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Then up stepped the cabin boy, I gave him a quick kiss, then I sent him on his way. Come back to me, my dear, when you're able to buy beer. Oh, it's going to be a long day. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Then up stepped the helmsman of a gallant ship, with a purse as light as can be. I said, I'm not in to bloomin' charity, for that you should go down on me. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bill, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Then up stepped the cook with a pocket full of gold to buy stores for his next trip to sea. Potatoes are going to fill his hold, 'cause his money for meat went to me. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Then up stepped the friar, and he told me of my sin, and just how I could be forgiven.
I'll bugger off, you sod. I'm working, by God, you see.
I have the pathway to heaven, ha, ha, ha. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these poor wenches have got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. Then up stepped the pirates, all nine of them with cash. They had lust and plunder on their mind. We worked the fore, not the aft. Then we smiled at them and laughed. Skip this port if you want it from behind. And our fans, they will not blow, oh, oh, our alarm clock will not crow. And these these poor wenches. I've got to pay the bills, so it's time to go down below, below, below. So it's time to go down below. So three times down for us to pay the bills, then three more times went we. And three more times for us to pay the bills. See, a wench never goes down for free. And our fans again will blow, whoa, whoa. Our alarm clock, it will crow. And we two wenches have paid off all our bills. Now it's your turn to go down below, below, below. Now it's your turn to go down below.
Young Strephon and Phyllis, they sat on a hill. But Strephon was wanton and would not sit still. His head on her bosom, his arms round her waist. He hugged her and kissed her and clasped her so fast. Till playing and fumbling, at last they fell, tumbling down, 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 down. They got 'em, but oh, they fell soft on the grass at the bottom. As fair Phyllis tumbled, the rude wind got in and blew up her clothes and her smock to her chin. Young Strephon, he saw that bright Venus. He swore he knew that old dove by the feather she wore. To furious love sallying, at last he fell dallying. Dallying down, 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 he got him. And oh, it was soft on the grass at the bottom. But fair Phyllis, blushing to think what she'd done, away from young Strephon she fain would have run. But Strephon, perceiving the wanton, did seize and cried, "Do be angry, fair nymph, if you please. Too late to be cruel, thy frowns, my dear jewel. Now, now, no more stings have got 'em, and oh, thou art kind and so soft at the bottom."
And that was Craig of Farrington with Soft at the Bottom. From 20 years of spicy delights, find him at craigminstrel.com.
And before that was Iris and Rose with Below, Below, Below from Two in the Bush.
Okay, that's a pretty good title.
Yeah, I had to pause because I suddenly thought of what I was saying. Anyway, moving on. You can find them at iris-n-rose.com.
And before that was Axel the Sot with The Good Ship Venus from Songs to Sing When You're Drunk. Find him at chivalry.com/Axel.
Now that is a good album title. Gets right to the point.
I know. It's very, very straightforward, you know. No beating around the two in the bush.
Oh, but what if they like it? Oh, this is just going to get worse and worse, isn't it?
Maybe so. We'll see. You know, we're not drinking, or at least I'm not drinking. Are you drinking?
Maybe. Don't I usually?
She's thinking of the drunken music special of 100 when we got quote-unquote drunk, and then I told her later that I was sober throughout that entire thing.
I know. I was so mad at you.
I know.
But I was too drunk to care, so, you know, I was mad at you later.
Right. Writer's like, damn him. Man.
I'm sober now, too. I could be mad.
All right. We're going to play you a special feature. This is an interview with Linda Cavey from Empty Hats, and we have some new music from them.
Yay!
And we have a Widow of Westmoreland's Daughter and the La 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 song. Both of them are from their new CD, Five. That's the number five. And if you'd like to do an interview for the podcast, you can always contact Joe Haydu.
This is Joe Haydu from the Renaissance Festival podcast, and I'm here with Linda Cavey of Empty Hats. She's agreed to sit down and give me a little bit of an interview. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great today. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fantastic. How's the fair season going for you so far?
Pretty well, and now that it's later in the season, people are coming out in droves, and it's wonderful, and our new CD just came out, so we're very happy.
The new CD, I've heard a couple songs off of it, the ones you've been playing live today. It sounds absolutely wonderful. That's Five, and people can find that on your website, correct?
Yes, they can, emptyhats.com.
Wonderful. I know Carl does some side projects. Do you have any music coming out on the side?
I don't really do anything on the side anymore. I just do Fizz and Looney Lucy. I used to do a lot of other things, but no, I don't really sing, you know, Joe. I can just put a song over. I don't really sing, though, so let's not go that far.
That's not true. I've heard you sing. You have a lovely voice.
Then you are deaf, Joe.
That's what my wife tells me, but really I'm just not listening to her.
Probably just not listening. Okay.
Now, you've just released your fifth CD. Do you have any plans to go into studio again anytime in the near future?
Oh, Lord, just leave us alone. We finally took us, it takes us 2 years to pull something together, so this is our fifth, and it usually takes 2 years. So we haven't started anything. We finally put this to bed, and now we're taking a little break.
Fantastic. Now, I know you're here for the rest of the season. What shows do you have coming up after that?
We go directly home, and we do a little show in Tavares, Florida, just outside of Orlando, a little weekend show in November. We have some, like, Saturday morning markets in St. Pete and some holiday shows, and then January starts the season again in Florida, so we don't really have a lot of downtime.
Wow.
It's go, 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 Joe.
Now, you guys have been together for long enough to burn through several fiddle players, at the very least. It was nice to see Shelley back on stage today. And I guess Elizabeth is back with the band now.
We'll be back to finish out Pennsylvania, and then we'll pick Vicky Scuteri back up when we get to Florida again.
Okay, fantastic. What drew you into this? I know you and Carl have been performing for quite some time. What got you into this originally?
Actually, it was Carl. I knew him from, we were all performing in Atlantic City in the casinos, and I was also on the radio. And he always used to say, come on, do Renaissance. He used to fly out every weekend. And I said, no, I'm very happy with what I'm doing. And finally, it just came time to do it. We went to Key West. He said, just make up a character. And I made up Looney Lucy. And the rest is history, as they say. It's all Carl's fault.
Blame the man, huh?
Blame the man.
Let's see, there's you, there's Carl. There's Gary, and then there's an assortment of fiddle players. How do you guys normally go about writing your music? I know you take a lot of traditional tunes. Carl has done some very creative lyrics to them. Is he normally the one who writes, or is it collaborative?
I'm not usually the one that writes. I have written a couple of songs, but I'm not really a writer of songs. I'm a writer of material and comedy shows, but not so much the songs, although there are two on this CD that I have written. The first one didn't take much time, but the second one took 5 years and 1 hour. It was all that last hour that really, you know, finished it off. But Carl, we just like to tweak a little other songs. We like to tweak songs mostly. Yeah, Carl's sort of the writer in this group now, yeah.
I really do prefer your lyrics for The Blind Fiddler over the much more depressing lyrics that some other groups have played it with.
Oh, thank you.
You've been doing your Looney Lucy show separately here. I haven't made it to one of those yet, but I have been running around all day, and normally I'm with my 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, she won't get it. She won't get it.
No, she won't, but she'll repeat it in front of the folks.
That's usually, we do, you know, say it's an X-rated smut show, but a lot of people still bring their children, and it's not our fault if they laugh. That's what we say, it's not our fault. We disclaim the show plenty of times during the show. But, yeah, we only do that here. My partner, Jennifer Espenshade, is the mudbegger here, Plappy and Nard Squatter. And we've been doing that show, actually, for 13 years. It's our bar mitzvah this year.
Mazel tov.
Thank you so much.
Now, what were you doing before you started music? Is it something you've always done professionally?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm not a musician, actually. I started as an actress and then got into comedy. People thought I was funny and hired me. And like I said, when I met Carl, I was on the radio doing a morning show on the number one station in Atlantic City, WAYV, and working in the casinos doing, I do about 30 characters. And they all look different and have different accents. And that's basically what I was doing before Renaissance. And now that Renaissance is here, I kind of left my other characters in bins. They're all in bins packed away until I need them.
I guess that about wraps up. Thank you so much for coming and sitting down with us. And
thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it.
We couldn't do it without the music that you guys put together. and I'm sure the audience will love to hear this. The new CD sounds fantastic. And if you want more information on Empty Hats and their shows, just go to www.emptyhats.com.
Click on the little hats. Click on the little hats.
I'm almost scared to ask what pulls up if you do that.
No, the different things. Like you can order things, you'll find out about us or where we're going to be, and it's all just little icons and little hats.
It's actually very nice. I've actually been there many times. I was worried you'd added a new feature, some little hat that perhaps redirected to the Looney Lucy show.
No, but if you keep clicking on Looney Lucy and Looney Lucy and Linda Cavey and Looney Lucy, you'll pick up that X-rated show. You'll get there. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
There was no widow of Westmoreland who had no daughter but one.
That's me.
And she had prayed both night and day she would keep her maidenhead long.
Don't be daft, mother,
she said,
and say no more to me. For a fine young man in the Grenadier Guard, me maidenhead's taken from me. You saucy cat, you impudent cat, accursed may you be. If some idle rogue in the Grenadier Guard, your maidenhead's taken from thee.
Just say no.
Or maybe.
No.
So the lass ran back to the Grenadier Guards as fast as go can she, saying,
give me back me maidenhead, me mother she nags at me.
So he kissed her and undressed her and he laid her on the bed, but he put her head where her feet were before and gave back her maidenhead. Then he kissed her and he dressed her, put a rose into her hand, and invited her round again and said, you're the smartest lass in the land. And she believed him.
I believed him.
So the lass ran back to her mammy's house as fast as go can she.
I'm as pure a girl, me mummy dear, as when you first bore me. For he kissed me and undressed me and he laid me on the bed, but he put me head where me feet were before and gave back me maidenhead. Then he kissed me and he dressed me, put a rose into my hand, and invited me round again and said, I'm the smartest lass in the land. You saucy cat, you impudent cat, accursed may you be. Some idle rogue in the Grenadier Guard has made a fool of thee.
What did I tell you?
She believed me.
I believed him.
So the widow ran off to the Grenadier Guards, and her hand was a big ugly knife, with full intent to stand up to the guard and end his roguish life. Oh, the plot thickens.
Tell us what happens, do.
4 hours passed till the widow came back with 40 roses. She stood by the door.
He gave me back me maidenhead a dozen times or more. Whoopee!
what shall I do? I'm all alone. But then there's you and you and you and you, men only, please. In one moment and the other, that's how I have won my lovers. Oh, how could I choose? Why should I choose? Who will be the next to wake me?
Kristen?
Yes?
I didn't compile any show notes for this. Oh, I have one bits of news. I just thought of a good bits of news. Notice the bits of news. I just thought of a good bits of news. What was it? It was some news. Oh, the Renaissance Festival Awards. We finished compiling all the results. And so we're going to announce them.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah. So get ready. Next show will be an awards show where you can find out who won in the 2008 Renaissance Festival Awards. And that's all the news I have today, unless you have anything you want to share.
Not topical, no. I'm sure I could come up with something, but nothing would be on topic. Topical. So, you know.
Yeah, no, if it needs to be about something else, go for it. You know, what? You're going to talk? No, wait, this is the body show. Never mind. So, bad imagery. Okay, let's play the Limey Birds.
Hey.
The Ballad of Sam and Lily from their CD, The Naked Album. Find them at limeybirds.com.
A bonny young lass, fresh and wholesome, was married to a much older man. Listen close to this tale we will tell you. 'Tis the ballad of Lily and Sam. When he comes home in the evening, Lily set a nice table for two. Sam says that he's already eaten, and then heads right on up to his room.
She'd follow him happy and hopeful, dressed in her best lingerie. And there he's high up on the bedpost, sound asleep much to Lily's dismay.
She tried and she tried, oh, to tempt him. Sweet nothings whispered in his ear. Sam pushed her off and he shouts up, "Speak up, girl, you know I can't hear."
Lily slipped him one night some Viagra. She didn't know what else to do. But from that day on they were happy, and soon they were no longer two.
Many years later when Sam died, Lily, she moaned and she cried. We heard that old Sam had been found,
wearing naught but his socks and a smile. So if your lover is older, don't worry, there's hope for you still. Just think of Lily and her Sam, and trust in the little blue, trust in the little blue, trust in the little blue pill.
If all the young ladies were fish in a pool, I'd be a shark with a waterproof tool. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were fish in the sea, I'd be some seaweed and they could eat me. Roll your legs over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were fish in the ocean, I'd be a whale and I'd teach them new motion. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young girls were bats in a steeple, I'd be a bat, there'd be more bats than people. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were sweet little kittens, I'd be a tomcat and make 'em new fittings. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were cute little rabbits, I'd be a hare and I'd teach them new habits. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were little brown moles, I'd find their burrows and fill up their holes. Roll leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were mares in a stable, I'd be a groom mounting all I was able. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were cows in a pasture, I'd be a bull and I'd fill them with rapture. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were bells in a tower, I'd be a clapper and bang them on the hour. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were bricks in a pile, I'd be a mason and lay them in style. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were boards in a pile, I'd be a carpenter, nail them in style. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If all the young ladies were winds on the seas, I'd be a sail and I'd have them blow me. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. If the wenches of Stirling were singing this song, it'd be twice as dirty and 10 times as long. Roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon. I said roll your leg over, roll your leg over, roll your leg over the man in the moon.
I met a young lass and I wrote her a song. The words were sentimental and it didn't take too long. 'Twas rhyme and 'twas verse and a sung note or two. I quickly composed for this young lass to woo. Oh,
please have intercourse with me. Oh, please have intercourse with me. Minds of love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors. Oh, please, 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 please.
I tuned up me lute, I was off to find me lass. This rare opportunity, I couldn't let it pass. Beneath the windowsill, I prepared me song to sing. And with a hopeful heart, I let the first chords ring.
Oh, please have intercourse with me. Oh, please have intercourse with me. Minds of love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors. Oh, please, 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 please.
I played the last chord and my heart a flutter started. I looked up to see me true love as the window curtains parted.
But the vision that I saw was both frightening and bad. Silhouetted in her window was the shadow of her dad.
Ah! Oh, please have intercourse with me. Oh, please have intercourse with me. Minds of love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors. Oh, please, 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 please.
Well, I looked at him and I knew that I was dead. And with the measured rage, these are the words to me he said.
Whatever
you intended for my daughter true. I swear by her maidenhead I will do to you.
Oh, please have intercourse with me. Oh, please have intercourse with me. Mine's a love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors. Oh, please, 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 please.
Well, it goes without saying, I took off with great surprise. For the last thing that I wanted was my bottom sodomized. How could such good intentions be turned upon their ear with this lovely lass's father coveting my rear?
Oh, please have intercourse with me. Oh, please have intercourse with me. Mine's a love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors. Oh, please, 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 please. Oh, please have intercourse with me.
I really need it.
Oh, please have intercourse with me.
Look at me, I'm desperate.
Mine's a love that never wavers when you do me sexual favors.
Just a little, just some head, that's all I'm asking here, lady.
Bring, 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 bring,
bring me my whiskey, mother. I am so thirsty, mother. Bring me my sheep, for I am lonely tonight. America is boring, mother. France is the boring, mother. England is Puritan, but Scotland's depraved. No, not my brother, mother. I am not that lonely, mother. Bring me my sheep, for I am lonely tonight. America is boring, mother. France is the boring, mother. England is Puritan, but Scotland's the brave. No, not you either, mother. I had you last week, mother. Bring me my sheep, for I am lonely tonight. America is boring, mother. France is the boring, mother. England is Puritan, but Scotland's the brave.
Everybody now!
Ba 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 ba.
Are you my daddy? No.
Our lager, which art in barrels, hallowed be thy drink. For I will be drunk, as thou will be drunk, on earth as it is in the pub. Give us this day our foamy head, and forgive us our spillages, as we may forgive those who do spill against us. And lead us not into incarceration, but deliver us from hangovers. For thine is the bitter, the beer, and the lager. Barmen.
And that was Malarkey and Poppycock with Drunkard's Prayer from A Drink to All. You can find them at malarkeythesot.com.
And before that was Wild Mountain Time with Scotland's Depraved from Scotland's Depraved. That sounds like something right up your alley, Mark.
Hey.
You deserve
I don't
that.
Like that. I don't like that song. I take personal offense to those songs about Scotsmen doing sheep. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it.
Okay, so just, the phone just cut out for a minute, and all I heard was Scotsman doing sheep. I have no idea what you were talking about, but that was pretty funny.
I said I take personal offense, but the Scotland Scottish doing sheep thing, okay?
You just remember, that, right? Mark, just remember, means no. Bad bard. Read the next song.
Oh, sorry. Before that was the Poxy Boggards with Tender Love Song from their CD Anchor Management. Find it at poxyboggards.com.
And before that was, I can't believe I'm going to say this, was Philip Hole.
That's kind of dirty in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. With Roll Your Leg Over from Digging It. Oh, man.
He's the singing gravedigger, we should point out. That's the reason Philip Hole, yes.
Okay, that makes far more sense now, but still. I'm sorry. I blame Mark.
He's at ricknessler.com.
Do we have any news?
I have news. I mean, I have news that I have like a ton of gigs lined up for the spring. So if you want to see me, go to markgunn.com. Yeah.
That's shameless plugging. That's not news.
Oh, sorry. That's not news. White Hart Renaissance Festival. It's in Hartville, Missouri, I believe. I'm doing this by memory. It's a cool fair, but I'm not going to be there. Well, I think they're extending it to one more weekend, so I might actually end up going to that. But that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head, because I've been really out of it. I finished recording a CD, but that's not news. That's like shameless plugging, too. So no, I don't have any news. Just lots of shameless plugging.
And you're gone. I got snowed on all weekend. Lots and lots of snow.
You lucky.
So too much snow.
Lucky.
Dude, Mark, there is a table in my backyard.
Is that possible?
Listen. There's a table in my backyard from where there were guys doing work on the house that, I kid you not, has 2 feet of snow on it piled up from the last couple of snowstorms that we've had. I got a foot and a half, or almost a foot and a half, dumped on me this past weekend. Driving for 4 hours in the dark through that, and then having to shovel it out at 6:30 in the morning to go to work, really
that's
isn't
fun. Nothing. That's nothing. I had 8 inches in Louisiana. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, let's not even go there.
Power went out for 3 days. Come on, give me a break here.
My boyfriend was living at my house for a week because his parents had no power for almost 9 days. So, you know, after the ice storm around Christmas. It was really pretty, but most of New Hampshire was without power for over a week.
Wow. Funny. Well, we do take your comments and suggestions. In fact, we got a bunch of emails this past time. There were some people commenting about our last question. We posted a question, which was, anyone out there do Renaissance have never been to a Renaissance festival, but they listen to this podcast? And there's someone from Japan that we got an email from. And
yeah, I saw that.
Couple others. I think they're going to be posted in the next show. I will mention something about that, but unfortunately we didn't get together this time, but that's okay. We have lots more news and podcasts to come. Hopefully we'll have a new award show coming out very soon. So if you have your comments and suggestions, you can always email us music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com with the RenFest podcast on the subject line. We should include listener comments, I think.
Yes, we should. I think that would be awesome.
Because we were doing it, but you kept slacking, so I don't know.
I was slacking?
Yeah, you know, you were supposed to be bringing those up and keeping track of all that.
I was trying. I'm sorry. I have a real job.
Hey, I'm a musician. Never mind. Okay.
Sorry. Regardless, we'd like to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and tells their friends. Obviously, this podcast has been growing in following, which is so cool. I'm an internet star. That's so awesome. Thanks to those of you who email us and to those who post in our message board at renaissancefestival.com. Obviously, we read them all. I know it makes me very happy. I don't know about Mark, though.
Hey.
And a special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases in the Renaissance Festival Podcast Music Store at CD Baby.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Find out about the artists who make the music happen, show your support, and tell your friends of the great music you found. It is time for the Music Challenge. In every podcast, we showcase the top 5 songs from last week's podcast. Be sure to vote for your favorite song. Why don't you start it off, Kristen?
Okay, number 5 was Caradwyn with Winter's Farewell from the same-titled CD, Winter's Farewell. Check her out at caradwyn.com.
Number 4, The Limey Birds with The Limey's 12 Days of Christmas from All We Want for Christmas.
Number 3, Tippler's Way with Auld Lang Syne from Let a Light Shine.
Number 2, Vince Conaway with The Holly and the Ivy from Hang the Holly.
And the number 1 song from last week's music challenge, well, last podcast music challenge, was Cast in Bronze with Carol of the Bells from their CD, The Voyage.
We thank you all very much for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And we will talk to you again, hopefully really sooner than later. So, take care, Slancha.
Good night.
Thank you.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.